At Texas Mutual Insurance Company, safety is number one. It's how we help protect Texas workers and help our policyholders build stronger businesses. Want to learn more about the number one way to a safer workplace? Ask your agent or go to WorkSafeTexas.com.
It has been a long time coming, but finally, it looks like the last space in the Arts District is about to fill up, and in spectacular fashion. Hall Arts is getting ready to put in a hotel and a residence, and Craig Hall's been looking forward to this for, what, about 30 years?
Yeah, it's been a long time, since 1995. We bought the property in 1995 and started planning shortly after that and have gone through so many different types of plans. But we're excited about what we're about to do.
Well, the office building is up, and it looks like it's doing great. So you've gone ahead with the plans that you first talked about several years ago, about putting up a boutique hotel and also residences. But it's small. I mean, you're talking about 44 condominiums spread out over 25 floors.
That's right. It's really oriented toward high-end luxury, very exclusive property. And the benefit to the Arts District is you get some of the people who have donated money and hopefully will continue to be involved. And if they're living in the Arts District, they'll be more involved. So it'll create a real base of support. The average home will be just under 4,000 square feet.
That's enormous, and again, a small hotel. So, but as a developer, you've got to look at that plot of land, not only here but also what became the KPMG Tower, and look at the best possible use for it. And at one time, I know there were you and others were talking about building, 30, 40, 50 story office buildings.
We looked at office buildings. We looked at rental apartments. We looked at all different kinds of options. But I think what we're doing now is going to be respectful to the area. It's going to bring a good base of support to the Arts District. And then the hotel is going to bring 250, 300, 350 people a night that'll be out on the street. And we need people on the street in Flora. We're going to have another real great restaurant as part of this new property. We're going to have actually two more restaurants. And that'll all add to walking on the street. So we're trying to get pedestrians to really be out on the street and enjoy not just coming to a concert and leaving, but coming and having a whole night and a whole evening and really enjoying the Arts District.
It's getting kind of crowded around here. After the Museum Tower, you've got, more space being filled with residences around. Two enormous office towers that are going up just across the street over here on Clyde Warren Park, talking about a lot of development up and down Ross Avenue. Did you feel any pressure to sort of get out of the ground and get your foot in before others come along?
No, not for those reasons. In fact, what we're doing is pretty unique, and to do a high-end exclusive residence is very hard to put together, so I wasn't worried about that. It was more an issue of, I think everybody's worried about how long the economy stays good and how long the market's there. And certainly there's risk in real estate and there's risk in these kinds of developments. But I'm building something I hope will really meet the needs of people who are looking to sell their 10,000 square foot house in the Preston Hall or the Highland Park and move into to downtown Dallas. And that's certainly... that represents what I'm doing. I used to have a house, and I now live in a high-rise, and I want to live in a high-rise, but I want to live in the best high-rise.
Can you pre-sell something like this? I mean, you don't have any reluctance building a spec office building in your office park in Frisco, but what about here?
I think most people try to pre-sell, and then lots of times they don't start the building, and a lot of people in Dallas are kind of hesitant to trust what developers say. So we really didn't try. We took the position that we're going to get a very low conservative loan, and we're not going to play games with anyone. We're just we're putting a lot of equity in this deal, and so if it takes longer, it's our problem. If it goes better, it's better for us. But we're not out on a limb here. We're putting a lot of equity into it.
So do the residences and the hotel come online at the same time?
No, actually, the hotel will come online about 4 or 5 months earlier than the residences. The residence, because it's a taller building and because it has a lot more delicate finish out, the finish out of the residence takes longer. The residence, about 60% of it we're finishing and 40% is shell. meaning just open floor available for people to decide what size they want, where they want walls. A lot of times people have bought two units and put them together, and they end up paying the cost of taking out things and putting it together. So we're trying to save all that, make it more efficient, but still high end.
So I've seen artist renderings. They look like pretty buildings. But the office building was a surprise to me. What I hadn't really thought about were the light features and, making a real statement right now. Are we going to see this sort of thing in these two buildings?
It's going to be a little more subtle in terms of the exterior statement. I'd say the homes, the residence building, is built from the inside out. To me, what's important is how can you put art on the walls? What's your view going to be? We actually have drone shots, so we can show somebody a view from every floor, from every angle that they want to consider. But it's built from the inside out to be a place you're going to live in, and that's important to me. We also did something that hasn't been done for years in Dallas. We have raised floors on every floor so that you can go in the mansion, residence building next to the mansion, the first one did this. You will have 18 inches between the slab of the floor and the actual floor that people walk on. And that gives you the ability to either now or later change things. If you want to move a bathroom, you want to change your plumbing, you want to change electric, it's an insurance policy, because otherwise you have to go to your neighbor below and break into their ceiling, and it gets to be a very big hassle. So this is going to be, it's a more expensive thing to do in the beginning, but it's a better quality thing long run.
All right, so you'll be start booking the hotel, I guess, pretty soon. So when's the first occupant going to be in there?
Well, in terms of the residence, it'll be sometime, we think, in the fall of 2019.
All right, so sounds great, and it ought to pick up the street traffic around, and the lights on the building, on your office building right now, you're going to turn them off on the side that will flash into the windows of the residences of the hotel?
Well, actually, the way everything's situated, there won't be direct looking at the lights. You're absolutely right.
Craig Hall is finishing out the Arts District, and we look forward to seeing it. Congratulations on the groundbreaking.
Thank you, David. It's always great being with you. Really enjoy it.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.